We hold these truths to be self-evident. That all men are created equal and endowed by their creator with certain inalienable rights.
We have a power!
And we've raised a spoiled brat representative government that needs to be taken to the woodshed. Are you satisfied with the government that owns you? There are churches who refuse to allow us to use their facilities to teach.
Unspoken or even sometimes spoken rule that religion and politics don't mix. You wouldn't dare speak out against the government or somehow resist.
Christians have to be involved in politics. God commands it.
Every turn of event through history hinged.
One person will stand up.
Upon a single person.
And then everybody else will stand.
A gym member, surrounded by a crowd of supporters, was placed in handcuffs.
A Tampa Bay pastor has been arrested.
Sentenced to a week in jail.
She also tore up a cease and desist letter.
We have a posterity waiting for us to say, we will not comply, so you will be free. We have a chance to fight without bloodshed. But every time we comply, we establish a future where our children will not have that option.
Why do we sit down when all should be standing?
Every period in history that involves monumental change has always begun with one person taking a stand.
When government is tyrannical, the people of God have a duty to not follow and not comply.
And I just need to know who is willing to stand.
Can't be what you do. It has to be who you are.
Rise and shine, liberty loving patriots. Welcome to the Chrisanne Hall Daily Journal early edition, live from McAllen, Texas, here at our event, our screening of Liberty, of our non-compliant movie premiere. Amazing. We are get ready to go in studio and do a live set for the local radio station. We have lots of things happening here. The church is amazing. Hey, JC, come on, let's show everybody the... We have, for our special premiere, we have some movie posters that we're going to... JC and I are going to be signing with these really fancy silver markers. This is the small version, and then we have a large version of our non-compliant movie posters. I'm really excited. This kind of makes it official for me, having movie posters. We've been here in McAllen. We arrived yesterday evening, and we are spent some time this afternoon in McAllen. We went to a coffee shop. I wish I could remember the name of the coffee shop. Do you remember? Anyway, we went to a coffee shop right by the hotel. Maybe I'll be able to post it for you guys later because it was a really good coffee shop. And we talked to the young man serving coffee behind the counter. And he told us, are you guys ready for this? 8 to 10 busloads of people drive by the coffee shop every single day.
People. What do you mean people?
From Mexico.
Immigrants being imported.
Yes.
In,
all right. Okay. All right. 8 to 10 busloads of imported immigrants a day. And we spoke to some people here in the church, and they say that's only part of it. 8 to 10 busloads of imported immigrants into the state of Texas. We also talked to someone else who told us that there are at the NGO facilities where they're intaking these 8,000 more people ready to come. 8,000 more imported immigrants that have not been packed onto buses yet. And the facilities, the tent
three-mile tent city
that have been set up here in McAllen, Texas. 3 mile wide tent city for imported immigrants here being unloaded in Texas. Can I tell you something very important? There is absolutely no excuse for this whatsoever. Governor Greg Abbott could stop this right now with an executive order if he had the backbone and the courage to do it, because his authority as a governor of the sovereign state of Texas gives him that authority. So, JC, we're going to go into the studio now and
Let's go see
what's going on.
Civic Club, I've only put on a lot. I have not helped them do it, but it should be a great success. It is with Sergio Sanchez as the moderator. We have people from all levels of government. We have Sister Norma Pimentel from Catholic Charities, who has become more and more instrumental in processing and taking care of the people who come here for whatever they come here and whatever they come here for. Talk about what can be done about this circumstance here at the border, whether you think it's a good thing or a bad thing. And I think there are some people who think it's a good thing. Whatever you think, we'll pursue tangible solutions that'll be discussed and what's likely to happen. People want whatever you want. People want whatever you want. But as Congressman Henry Cuero would tell you, it takes knowledge of how Washington works to get things done.
Okay, so Davis, we have a special guest right now. Compliance documentary that's being viewed here, the premiere here at Christian Fellowship Church. They're live and in the flesh on your 956 drive home. We're so excited to have them.
I thought he was the pastor.
Nope.
I was being so nice to
him. Oh, well, thank you. You don't have to be nice to me anymore.
I knew a guy from the South, a lawyer. He pronounced it lawyer.
Lawyer.
These are prosecutors. These lawyers tell you out in the hall. You had a way of pronouncing it since you're from a prosecutor.
Yes.
You had a way of pronouncing it.
So tell us about the premiere.
Well, our movie is Noncompliant, and you can find it at noncompliantmovie.com. And what we've done is we've taken the history of America, the Constitution, and the Constitution of our states to reunite people with their power to ensure and enforce just government. So we really start from the foundation and reconnect people with the true power in politics, the power of the people.
What is one important thing that you feel gets overlooked? It's the simplest thing, and that the average person doesn't know this particular local power.
Well, you know, I think probably, I mean, there's lots of simple things, you know, but I think maybe the most overlooked thing is that the federal government is not supreme. Washington, D.C. is not in charge of the United States, and that the state's authority is superior to Washington, D.C. within the state. And the thing that people overlook, and I don't think it's really overlooked, it's trained in error, is that people think that the supremacy clause makes the federal government and federal laws supreme. The supremacy clause actually does the exact opposite of that. The Supremacy Clause establishes that the Constitution is supreme and everything is inferior to that. And the Supremacy Clause, which is Article 6, Clause 2 of the Constitution, establishes that any law or regulation or anything that comes out of Washington, D.C. whatsoever, whether it be from the president or the courts or the legislature, is invalid if it's not made in pursuance to the Constitution. So Congress can't just go around, run around doing whatever they want. Executive orders have no authority over the people of the states. And the Supreme Court doesn't write law. Supreme Court gives opinions on court cases. And so we have an out-of-control, overreaching federal government because we've been miseducated for a very long time on the proper role and function of the federal government.
How long did it take to make the documentary non-compliant?
Oh, my goodness. I have no idea.
Did you bring an outtakes reel?
To be honest with you, it took about 11 years. Because non-compliant is really a compilation of what we've been teaching across America for 11 years. And so I've been an itinerant constitution teacher for that 11 years. For 7 of those years, I averaged 260 classes in over 22 states every year. And I've been blessed to be able to teach the legislators of 11 states in session. And I have taught sheriffs in 49 states, in counties all over America. As a matter of fact, I got to teach the sheriffs and their deputies of 17 states all in one sitting just about 2 years ago at the Western Sheriffs Association Conference in Reno, Nevada.
So what's the process when somebody is seeking, you know, the best constitutional scholar ever? Like, how high in demand are you? Do you get overwhelmed with,
emails and
people start seeking you out?
I probably am, and I say this sort of uncomfortably because I'm not really trying to toot my horn, but I am the most sought after constitutional educator because we turn down hundreds of requests every year. We just simply can't take them all. I mean, we're doing 260 a year in over 22 states on average. We can't fit anymore, and we turn down at least 3 times that.
You're not taking cases per se.
I do have a law firm, libertyfirst.legal. And so we take one or two cases. We do mostly legal advice. Right now we're working on 3 lawsuits. So we have 2 against my home county. And then we're going to bring a supporting amicus brief against the Department of Justice's legal opinion on the federal law and mandating the COVID vaccination.
Oh, wow. You guys have your hands full.
We do a
so
lot.
How do you do it? I mean, you guys are on the road all the time promoting premieres like this. AmericaSave.us for the Liberty Summit tonight at Christian Fellowship Church. It's here at 2201 West Trenton Road in McAllen. Doors open at 6:30 if you want to show up and watch. We highly urge you to come and watch the premiere of Non-Compliant, this wonderful documentary by Chris Ann Hall, who we're speaking with right now. You're on the road, you're taking all these requests and cases, you're doing all these case things. How do y'all manage that?
By the grace of God.
Obvious answer.
Yeah, by the grace of God, we have a really, really dedicated team. I think most importantly, it's to realize this is not what we do. This is who we are. So we are what our brand is, Liberty First. 11 years ago, and then just to give you a little brief introduction, 11 years ago, I was a prosecutor for the state of Florida, and I began this teaching, and my boss fired me for teaching the Constitution. I was a prosecutor for the state of Florida. And my boss, who was an elected official, told me that to teach that the Constitution demands limited government was an ethical conflict because I worked for the government. And he told me I had to cease and desist all my association with right-wing fringe groups if I wanted to work for him. And so we prayed about it, and the long story being short, we just simply said, you know what, you didn't give me my rights, so we're not going to trade them for your paycheck. So he said, all right, then you have to quit. I said, I'm not quitting, so he fired me. And 11 years ago, what that man meant for evil, God put into place for good. And started off this mission. I had one pastor describe us as being a missionary to the American people in defense of the Constitution. And that's really what pushed us out. So we started off from day one saying that liberty is our first goal, and that's how we restore American principles.
Chris Ann is the foremost constitutional scholar in the nation, and she is here live in the flesh right now at Christian Fellowship Church. We invite you to join us, AmericaSaved.us, AmericaSaved.us, for the premiere of Non-Compliant, their documentary We have about a minute if you want to invite people to come on out tonight.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. If you heard me speak and anything that I said today kind of made you go, huh, what? Maybe shrug your shoulders, whatever. Come tonight and you will absolutely be convinced of everything that I've said tonight is the absolute truth by law, by history, and by constitution. You will leave empowered with solutions to make changes tomorrow.
That's Chris Ann Hall. She's here at Christian Fellowship Church, 2201 West Trenton Road in McAllen. This is your 956 drive home. Doors open at 6:30. Go to americasave.us, americasave.us. You still got some time to pick up some of those VIP passes, $20 a person, for the special breakfast on Saturday morning. We'll be back with more coming up next on News Talk 710 KURV. Awesome. Okay, we're up.
You have a really cool radio voice. You like you have that drop in there when you talk. Like, no. I don't
have that. That's really holding up on dirty phone call charges. Really worked out.
I did live radio. We have a podcast now that we do Monday through Friday. Actually, you're live right now on our podcast.
Wow.
So hey.
Oh, you have a 1+2.
Oh, yeah. Why don't you guys introduce yourselves for our people?
I'm Zach Cantu from 710 KURV. I'm the host of the 956 Front Home. This is my
co-host. I'm the co-host of the 956 Front. 956, because that's the area. I'm Davis Sprank.
And this guy happens to be the living legend. His name has been synonymous with KURV for, what, 100,000 years?
No, not that long. At least
40 years this guy has been in the business, and it's just a joy to have him with me and his expertise in all things historic.
I'll tell you a story about Walter Cronkite.
Please don't.
I actually was started teaching like I did, remember, around the country, and a program manager from Genesis Communications Network, are you familiar with them? They're out of Minnesota. And they do national syndication. They're the ones that started off with Alex Jones Radio.
Really?
Yeah. So.
Yeah, that's right, Verbum.
Yeah. He
does
Alex
Jones.
Yeah. Oh, wonderful. Give us an Alex Jones.
Do it. It's the Bilderbergers. It's the Trilateral Commission. These are people, intergalactic vampires, psychic vampires that want you right now. The new world order, the globalists, they want to take you and your rights away. They're taking the Constitution. They are spraying it with lighter fluid, and they are putting it in the trash, ladies and gentlemen. That's why you got to go to Infowars.com. Take my brain booster alpha. It's got ginkgo biloba and PCP in it. It is amazing stuff. You got to go to the Infowars shop right now.
PCP is what lets you broadcast.
Energy magma in my veins right now, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, you got can you do it? They're making the freaking frogs gay. That's the best line ever.
They're putting stuff in the water that are making the freaking frogs gay. Gay frogs! Ah!
They don't wear the rainbow thing.
Yeah.
This would be one giveaway.
No, I think it's visual gay, evidence.
Gay frog. There's no such thing as a gay frog.
I'm sure that's documented somewhere. Yeah.
All right.
So we
interview the pastor.
Yeah.
You teach nullification.
I teach.
Because we throw a
yes. Yeah, but no, we didn't actually. That's misinformation. I know, but you can't bait me because I've already heard it.
Oh, the challenge. She's the expert. Actually, I heard a podcast, and I was thinking that I cannot remember where I heard it. And it talked to an expert at the University of Texas Law School how there's national law. I'm going to bastardize this. National laws, state laws. And at some point, we were taught state constitution is going to be tougher than the national constitution, say on First Amendment stuff. Mm-hmm. But at some point, the national constitution, the states became covered by the national constitution in a way they were not covered at the beginning of the country. And at some point, it just sort of happened. Mm-hmm. And he was saying it was during the Berger, not the Berger, but the Warren. Now, the Warren Court's been cursed for a lot of things. This was something I've never heard before. It was pretty lawyerly and intellectual.
Yeah. Well, that's what we call judicial supremacy. First off, you can't amend the Constitution through judicial opinion. So for something to magically happen that didn't actually get through the Article 5 amendment process is already null and void.
It becomes the law of the land.
No, no.
Other judges look at it and go,
well, but that's not, that is not the proper role of the judiciary. For us to say that judicial opinions are a law of the land is to say that judges write law. And that's a violation of the separation of powers. And so what we have to understand, and this is what Alexander Hamilton said as they were debating and creating the federal judiciary, that the federal judiciary is the weakest of the three branches. It has no power of the purse and it has no power of the sword. They merely offer opinions on law, not on the Constitution, on law. And so when Joseph Story came along in 1833 and wrote, overrode the treatise written by our founders on how the Constitution was supposed to be applied, then we started down an errant path of this law of the land stuff. And most Americans don't realize that court opinions are only officially and constitutionally binding on the people of the cases. So like Roe v. Wade, the only people bound by Roe v. Wade are Roe and Wade.
So why the courts not
presumed authority?
Well, it's a presumed authority. It's not an actual authority. And what happens is they think, well, we just, there's an idea that the Supreme Court will hold their opinion in this way, so we're not going to challenge it. We're just going to go along with it.
So are you suggesting we've been living in a post-constitutional banana republic for 150 plus years?
I'm suggesting that we've been living in a post-constitutional judicial oligarchy since about 1850.
We don't.
I'll be on as long as you want me to be on. If you want me to come back, if not, I'll vacate my seat. You guys can stay.
I'll tell you what, we'll open up the show. We don't have a 5:20. If you're free in about 20 minutes, we can bring
okay. Yeah. All right, sounds great.
I'll ask you about the. If we pursue what I want to pursue, we might lose.
Don't misunderstand. It might sound like he's wanting an argument, but it's like it's just a mental exercise.
Oh, man.
Thank you, guys. Bless you.
Go for it.
All right. So a little inside baseball. You guys got to be behind the scenes. There goes the pastor. We can track him down and get his take on what's going on in this event.
The pastor's out there?
Yep. The go ahead. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Hey, Pastor. Welcome to our live broadcast.
Awesome. We're about to hang up the flag.
Oh, nice. I was excited about the rain.
Yeah. We'll see. It plays a game with us down here.
So take a minute and introduce yourself to our people.
Oh, awesome. Yeah, my name is Jason Mangum. I'm the pastor of the River Church here in McAllen, Texas. So this is my hometown, fourth generation. So
talk about a forced immigration.
Forced immigration, uncontrolled immigration.
I think it's incentivized.
Well, this is true.
Step in there for a minute.
Yeah.
Pastor, okay. can you update the people on what's been going on in McAllen, Texas in regard to the regard to all this immigration, this invasion, it seems like?
Yeah, this is what's interesting here is, you know, because I just was at the county judge, the county commission meeting this week to speak in front of the county judge. And here's the reality. They call our county judge here in Hidalgo County calls them legal immigrants. So they're legal.
Legal.
So if you were post Biden, you are legal. If you're pre-Biden, you're illegal. So there's people here who live here, working through the process, paying taxes. They're still illegal.
Wow.
And they'll probably end up, based off of what the judge is saying, the people that are coming in will get their papers before anyone else.
So in practice, we switch presidents, and this administration is just is making law, essentially, just changing law as they go.
Happened that Congress passed new regulations on immigration? When exactly did it happen that the uniform rule of naturalization was changed? Because Congress has passed no law, and the President of the United States, it doesn't have the authority to make law constitutionally, and the President of the United States doesn't have the authority constitutionally to dictate law in the state of Texas.
So law, another indication of this lawless administration.
This, I wonder if we ever had an administration more lawless than this one.
It's hard to remember one. So we were talking to a young man at the coffee shop this morning, said 8 to 10 busloads of immigrants are coming by their coffee shop. So yeah. Someone said that's just a drop in the bucket.
That's right.
So one of you guys mentioned about so they built a camp and with thousands. Can you tell us a little bit about that? And what's going on with, I guess, Catholic Charities have thousands more?
Oh, yeah. What's happening is we have the detention center down here that's right on the Rio Grande River, right next to it, right? It's at 1,500% capacity.
Wow.
Over capacity. Right? 1,500% capacity is what it is right now. So it's over capacity by that. So what they're doing is they're building these camps and they send them all over, not to mention the motels and hotels that they're putting people in that are COVID positive. And so they're putting these in the communities. They put in where we're standing right here, literally about 7 blocks in the heart of the city, they put on a lot the illegal immigrants that are coming across that are COVID positive. But then again, I catch a bottle test COVID. But anyway, but that's what they're doing. They're bringing, so that's where they're dumping them. But that's just happening in one little area. It's happening all over. So you can see in all the communities, they're putting these little camps where they're bringing people and trying to put them somewhere. And then they ship a lot of them out at them. You want to see the real activity? It's at midnight. That's where really you see the buses running. And then you have, like you mentioned, Catholic Charities. It seems that Catholic Charities down here is running everything. So they're getting all this money. And really, that's really a big part of the problem. It's a gravy train.
We were told, according to somebody that works inside that organization, that they have over 8,000 immigrants at McAllen at the Catholic Charities property. In addition to, somebody said 3-mile tent city or some gigantic tent city or something.
That's the detention
center. Unbelievable.
So, but yes, they put up these tents and they continue to grow and grow. So capacity for the one they had right here. And then they ended up moving it to Anzaldúa Park, which is a park right on the border. So you could go there and have a barbecue with your families, and it has a big pavilion. No longer, it's been taken over by Catholic Charities. They had somewhere around the first day, like 295 is what they were supposed to have there. It's blown up. It's well over. It's thousands.
Yeah, they told us 8,000 at least, yeah. And they're not allowed to take pictures. The workers are not allowed to take pictures,
no.
So they can't see the people stacked up in there.
And they're, I guess, giving them tickets to places inside the U.S., dropping them off at the airport. They can't even speak English, so they're giving them signs that they're holding just that says what flight they're supposed to get on and where they're going. They can't even speak English.
Right. It has a little thing. I need help.
Wow.
This is where I'm going. Help me get there.
We have TSA that the borderline harasses us as citizens every time we try to get on a plane. And we actually have IDs. We're actually citizens of the state of Florida. We actually were born and raised here. How do people who don't even have legal papers, who can't possibly have an ID, get on an airplane?
Yeah.
I mean, that's the big question that I have. Not only that, what we have is a situation, hey, come on through. We're just live. It's all right. You can wave at everybody. We have the Constitution, which authorizes the federal government to only create the uniform rules of naturalization, that process to becoming a citizen. This refugee status is not a pathway to citizenship. Therefore, it is an unconstitutional exercise of federal power, which gives Governor Abbott an even greater stance to say, no, you want to import these people in the United States. You're not doing it through the state of Texas because you don't have any constitutional authority to do it. You're not bringing them across some other border. If some other state wants to let them in, then that's us. But that's Governor, whoever is going to be the governor of Texas next, must be someone with a quavos to stand up and tell the federal government, you don't have the authority, you can't rule the people of Texas.
Yeah.
And Abbott's right. Not that guy. Sorry.
So, Pastor, yeah.
It's a quality here.
Are you able to tell us a little bit, a broad overview of what you guys have been doing, some of the stuff that folks you're working with, whatever you can say or want to say about any of that?
Yeah,
some
absolutely.
Organizing.
Yeah, that's what we've been doing. It's organizing, empowering people, getting them educated, going and doing peaceful protests in front of, like we just did. See, what happened is the city in a rolling quorum put that one right in the heart of one of the communities here. That detention camp. So they put it up in the middle. We saw it the next morning. We were able to, with just a handful of people, this is what's amazing, but what you could do with just a handful of people. And so we went out there and we peacefully protest. And there was Fox News covering the event. He said, hey guys, it worked. I just got notification on my phone. They're tearing this thing down. It'll be gone tomorrow morning. So that's what it is. So we've been getting out. We've been going to the school board meetings and talking to them about these restrictions and mandates and masking our kids and like incentivizing to get this jab, you know, which is, we all know, is a injection. It's not a vaccine. It's an injection, you know? And so there, but that's all. So that's all being pushed and incentivized. Come get, win an Xbox and things like that. So that's what we've been doing, as well as going to the county, city commissions. I don't know how better way to say it, but get in their face. Tell them we're not happy with this and they're not going to do this. And so, and that's really what it's about. It's about organizing and then activating. And it really, what we've seen is it doesn't take many. It takes 10, 20, 30, 40. I mean, if you could get 100 people, and that's what's been changing, and that's what we've been seeing, because it is. It's incentivized lawlessness. Here's another thing. I want to mention this. It's very important. Because here they are just issuing mask mandates again in our county by the county judge. Okay?
The same one that said these people are legal.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they were so quick to do the shelter in homes, you know, where you stay at home orders and all of these things because of COVID, yet it doesn't apply to them. They roam the streets, they go into the restaurants. La Jolla, which is right down the road, La Jolla City, the police chief said, we didn't even know. They were called to go to, I believe, a Whataburger, which is our big hamburger place to go. There was illegal immigrants there. They were coughing. They looked physically like ill. Somebody called. I have my own opinions of that, but they called. Police showed up. Saw these were all illegal immigrants. So they're roaming. There's no lockdown for them. They just locked down the constituent, the citizen, the taxpayer. See, so it's so hypocritical. It's a heightened of hypocrisy. I've never seen anything like it. So that's what we're dealing with. But when we get out there, we get in their face, we tell them, this is what the Constitution says. This is what we believe, and this is what we're going to do. And then we start seeing some change, but many times they don't care. But it's okay. We got determination and persistence, and we keep doing it. And that's what we got word, actually, from a school district, two school districts. Sherryland ISD, they said kids are going back to school on Monday and they're not going to be masks. No mask mandating. And guess what? It's all in person. No option to do online learning. And our school district did the same thing. I got a text message this morning. The superintendent said, no masking our kids. It's not going to be forced. And there's only going to be in-person learning. no online options. So we can see some things beginning to shake.
Well, this is the power of educating and organizing people into the proper activation, which is what you guys have been doing. I mean, you're proving the successfulness of this. And that's why we're really grateful that you opened your doors for our premiere of Noncompliant Movie. Yeah. And I'm really excited to see the people come and be with them when they watch it. We have, I know you've been to the Noncompliant Movie website, so you've seen all the reviews that we've had. And I want you to know what a blessing you are to us, the leadership that you've provided for this community. And we just really just scratched the surface on the things that are happening here in McAllen, Texas, because of a leadership that is educating and organizing people to a successful restoration of the rights of the people. I mean, we're gonna learn from you. I mean, we've been learning from you, what you've been doing here. We're gonna be teaching tomorrow our Liberty Summit workshop. And we're going to be training your people even more, give them some really good practical things to do. And I'm just really excited at the success that you've already had. This needs to be something that is modeled across the United States. If you guys can have this success here with all of the political obstacles that are in your way, there really shouldn't be any excuse anywhere else.
Think we can possibly go by and get some video of these camps and tent cities and all this crazy stuff going on? How strict are they?
Can you
drive by and see that?
You can hold the camera up over the fence. They can't stop you. So it's all public land all around. Now, obviously, you can't go into some of these camps, but you can see all the footage. And one of the things you will see is you'll see the NGOs lined up. I mean, cars, just people lined up in cars that are the so-called sponsors picking up and taking them to Louisiana. It's just so absolutely. We can go to the locations. They can't stop you. Yeah.
All right. So look out for exclusive footage
tomorrow. Special broadcast tomorrow. Make sure you join us.
Yeah.
Tell your friends and family members to join us. This could probably get us booted.
Sure.
Showing stuff like this. So make sure that you guys know. Follow the Rumble channel. Get with me on Instagram. We'll make this happen, guys, because you need to see what's happening here. Because, look, you said they're taking it to Louisiana. We don't know. Are they stopping Louisiana? They going on to Florida? They're going up to Nebraska, Beast? You can't hide thousands of people, tens of thousands of people. I guess maybe at this point, tens of thousands of people in one city. They're taking us. This is not a Texas border crisis. This is an American border crisis. Because they want to populate America with these people that are sick. So they have the justification to shut it all down again.
Yeah. July, just this last month, July was 188,000 that crossed. The month before, June, 180,000. So you're pushing 200,000 coming across our southern border right here every month. We've already surpassed a million this year. At the point we sit right now, and they're doing. My wife can tell you, because she's gone in, she's kind of gone in there to do some ministry work, and she finds out where are you going? I'm going to Las Vegas. Where are you going? I'm going to somewhere in Nevada. I'm going to Colorado. I'm going to Oregon. So the people are going all over, not just on charter buses, on MD-80s and MD-90s. Don't even get me started. Right here at airport, we'll go and see if we can get some. They bring four charter buses full of illegal immigrants, at least on a daily basis, that fill up MD-80s and MD-90s.
And then Biden announced he wants to make vaccines mandatory for Americans to travel from state to state, and yet they're packing out airplanes full of people that aren't even citizens here, who haven't even gone through the process. To submit themselves to our authority. See, that's the most important part about being a citizen and the citizenship application. It's the declaration that, yes, I'm here and I want to submit to the laws of your country. And when you let all these people in here, they make no desire. They make no proclamation. There is no standing for them to do that. And here we are, guys.
So the American government, the current American government, is facilitating a foreign invasion of its own country.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
A million people in less than 9 months.
Yeah.
A million people in less than 9 months. All right, guys. Don't forget to tune in tomorrow. Get called back onto the radio. I'll let JC close out with you guys. Thank you, Pastor.
Hey, thank you.
We're going to have fun.
Yeah.
All right, buddy.
This is awesome. We're so happy that you're here. Yeah.
All right. God bless you guys. Man, this is crazy. This is crazy stuff. I don't know if I have the words for it. We are living in through the looking glass. Absolute insanity. Let me say that again very clearly. This current American government under the Biden administration is facilitating a foreign invasion of its own country. I've said before, a coup had already taken place. This nation's government has already been overthrown. Who in their right mind? What, as a matter of fact, let me say it this way. What other nation on this planet, what other nation's government on this globe would facilitate a foreign invasion into its own land? I don't know. Maybe there are some. But who would have ever imagined this is the America we live in? Absolutely incredible. Absolutely incredible. And I believe, as Chris Ann said, it's certainly in my lifetime, in our lifetime, this is the most lawless federal government in our lifetime. It is, these people now make Obama look like a Boy Scout. This is absolute, utter lawlessness. Lawlessness. They are criminals. We have criminals who have overthrown. They're going on about January 6th and stopping the insurrection. We have a criminal cabal who has overthrown the constitutional government of the United States of America. And now they are facilitating an invasion. If this continues, I would say in the very least for the remainder of this administration, if this continues, I can't possibly comprehend how America, as you've known it, continues to exist. I don't think my brain can even conceive what is coming. This is insanity. A million undocumented foreign immigrants in just this year. Just this year. 200,000 a month. Nearly 200,000 a month. And you just hear it firsthand. We're not just making stuff up. And there have been many news agencies and journalists here. Here's just another testimony. The people who actually live here, we're going to go out tomorrow. We're going to see some, we're going to try to get videos of some of these locations. This is absolutely criminal, in my opinion. This is unreal. Absolutely unreal. I don't know what else to say. You know, I told Chris Ann this yesterday. I said, you know what? And this is after seeing what the FBI was doing and how they're targeting people. And I told her, I said, you know what? I pray that the education and political activation works. I really do. I really pray that it's incredibly successful from now until the midterms. Because if there's not some measure of success that the people are able to see, and we don't start turning the tide of this, we're headed for a dark place, folks. Headed for a dark place. We've got to root out this Nazi cabal that's overtaken our nation. We absolutely have to, for the sake of the future of our children, the future of our liberty. This is unreal. Absolutely unreal. So do what we can do and keep on doing it. Not going to stop no matter what. Not going to stop. Not going to change our tune. Not going to change the narrative. No matter what. No matter what. No stop. No matter what. No apologies. So bless you guys. We appreciate you, all you patriots out there. Again, follow the Rumble. Go to the Rumble channel and follow the Rumble. And we're going to keep working on that and trying to get the live there and get the uploads there. And hopefully they'll keep improving that platform. But I can't imagine us staying on these platforms for the long term, because we see that what this cabal is doing. It's the government, the banking system, these global corporations, big tech, big media. I mean, this is an army. They have an army that's arrayed against the people of America, their liberties, and its constitution, America's constitution. So this is a globalist army, not to sound like Alex Jones, but he's right. So keep organizing, keep educating, keep activating, keep pursuing all of the peaceful political solutions that we have left, and keep your powder dry. See ya.
Every period in history that involves monumental change has always begun with one person taking a stand.
When government is tyrannical, the people of God have a duty to not follow and not comply.
And I just need to know who is willing to stand.
Can't be what you do. It has to be who you are.